City Vadak. I am the city manager. In the second class city, the mayor is just pretty much the chairman of the board, but they have a professional running things. So I'm just finishing up my third year, I think. My family moved up here in 98, but like, you know, everybody else who's been here for more than, you know, several years, you know, you consider yourself a lifelong Alaskan, so that's what I do. We spent a couple months in the valley, then we moved out to a little community called Nelson Lagoon. So I graduated from there, and then went to Texas for a year, came back, went to UAA. I was a UA scholar, so yeah, I got my degree at UAA in business management. And then got my master's and came out here. I just kind of was shocked that out of all the communities I've gone to, no sidewalks, very few paved roads, if any, definitely no streetlight poles. I mean, did not expect that when I came out here. So the fact that it was just kind of made me go, what the hell is going on around here? Why is this building dark? Why is this building even open? So first day on the island, I pretty much find out. I mean, turns out we were almost broke. And all kinds of different things. We were involved in a lawsuit. And it was like, oh, okie dokie. At the same time, power has become an enormous issue. It's come to find out, it's been an issue for 10 years. And that was part of the city's problem. We pay about $18,000 to $26,000 a month just to keep the lights on. And that doesn't include the, I mean, you can add another $140,000 the state's paying. It is massive. That's 30% of my budget. That's this building, the airport terminal, a couple lift stations, and the water treatment. There's a power plant. It's grossly oversized. Elements of that have been here since the 40s. There's old steam generators that use bunker fuel. Old Cooper Bessemer engines that are only still used by the military in a few places. If we were to take those out, we'd have to destroy the building. My understanding of the situation, it was the Navy's, and then they turned it over to ADEC Reuse Corporation was in charge of kind of caretaking a bit and getting ready for the transfer. Kind of the precursor to the city. Basic component, don't know how much power is being produced, don't know how much line loss there is. It's just way too much, and it's killing us. And actually, the utility is now trying to increase rates to, for consumers, $1.16 per kilowatt hour. So one of the things that had always been talked about was hydroelectric. And because the Navy built dams, that's how we get our water. I'm like, the dam's already built. Why not? How hard can this be? And then we learn, oh, well, the grid can't handle it because, think of it this way, all the electric lines that run you see running overhead in town, all that's got to be ditched. That stuff is 7 years old. There's no switch gear. So really, it's like distribution problems. So about sometime in 2011, we start thinking, okay, what money's out there to start studying this, to really take this next step to design it? It's going to be an all-inclusive package, right? Because no matter what, that's going to have to be done. So you might as well just roll it all in. And so the thought was, okay, what kind of grant can we get this to take this study? And at this point, the city should just at least do it, because we own the dams, we own the water infrastructure. At least that way we know it's truthful. So the thought was, okay, let's independently do this, and then we'll go from there. So, turns out, we go get the grant, we get the grant. So we got $120,000, we matched it with $40,000, and we got the group, and actually they're like, yeah, we're going to hammer this out. So, EDA has given us 5 years to get the study done. We'll be done by the end of the month. Basically, you know, the geology here is you have, well, we have the one dam. Our primary dam is 700 feet above sea level. The other one's 300. Well, water naturally drains down, obviously. So the idea is raising the dams to build the reservoirs bigger, add wind turbines around that area, which would produce power in the town. Now, when, you know, the town needs it, it all goes to the town. Okay. When it's not as much needed, those wind turbines, instead of stopping or producing waste, could activate pumps to take water from the lower area, pump it back up to the primary dam. So in essence, you have a natural battery. So instead of spending $30,000 a week in diesel, $2,000, much different picture. So instead of running these inefficient diesel generators 24/7, have no idea how much it's producing, dumping load everywhere, you'd have something that, all right, you have the constant source of power, you kick on the generator as needed, and then take it off as needed. So really, your fuel consumption should be very much, much lower. So that's kind of where, once we get this, we can kind of see what our next step is. And, you know, try to give a little bit of hope that, yeah, okay, yes, we're spending money, but at least you can see that we're getting something out of it. That's kind of where we stand on a bigger project. And the sad thing is, it really has overtaken everything else, because the money we put into power, just here, and the state puts in the power, is money that I can't use to either pay employees or to provide complete health care or retirement, or into the small boat harbor, or into community projects that now I'm asking the state, who has no money either, if we could release some of that, we would do it ourselves.